It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, Grambling's volleyball coach spikes the entire team. Woo! Yes, you heard that right. Last week, the brand new women's volleyball coach at Grambling State University in North Louisiana advised all 19 women on the team that they had been dismissed. All scholarships will be honored at least through the end of this spring semester, but after that, you're gone. When hearing about the situation, my first thought was, how bad must this Grambling volleyball team be from last season? They must have gone like 0-20 or something pretty bad, right? Well, not really. The team went 11-17 last season. And sure, that's not exactly championship material, but the Grambling volleyball team did go 8-8 in the Southwestern Athletic Conference during the 2021 fall season. The longtime volleyball coach at Grambling, Demetria Keys Johnson, stepped down from the job on December 1st to pursue other opportunities within the university, according to a press release. And according to her biography, which is still being displayed on the university's website, Ms. Keys Johnson, a Grambling alum, is also a mental health professional. Well, on February 14, 2022, Grambling announced the hiring of a new coach. Chelsea Lucas, who's a 2007 Grambling graduate, is the school's new volleyball coach. Ms. Lucas comes to Grambling after coaching the past 3 years at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. Her 2021 team put together a stellar 13-3 record last year. Early last week, a Shreveport television station, KSLA, reported that Coach Lucas had sent a text message to each of the 19 current Grambling volleyball players that she was rescinding every volleyball scholarship from last year's players at the end of this spring semester. Even a non-scholarship walk-on volleyball player who wasn't even receiving any athletic money won't be part of next year's team. Grambling University Athletic Director Dr. Travion Scott also issued his statement on this matter last week. He said, quote, "Just as the transfer portal empowers student athletes, our coaches are also empowered to make the decisions they deem necessary to advance their programs." Wow! This action at Grambling may just have set off an entire college sports world fire. Think about this. Grambling's athletics director is saying that his coaches may do whatever they deem necessary, within the rules of course, in order to find better players and become winning teams. Now, this story isn't so much about Grambling and its volleyball team as much as it is about that very big, large red flag which we call the NCAA's transfer portal process. You cannot read sports headlines most days without finding another story about one or more college football or basketball player putting their name into the NCAA's new big wheel of fortune called the transfer portal in hopes that the player can transfer to another college next year to receive either more playing time and or a better financial package of name, image, and licensing or NIL money from the school's wealthy benefactors.
Excellent.
After number 15 seed St. Peter's College of New Jersey shocked the college basketball world just a couple of weeks ago by reaching the Elite Eight in the NCAA March Madness men's tournament, the head basketball coach himself left the school recently to become the new head coach at his alma mater, Seton Hall. Well, so much for commitment the coach was making to those players who he recruited to come to St. Peter's. As a result of the coach leaving, three starters from this year's St. Peter's Peacocks basketball team and two key bench players have all entered the NCAA transfer portal and they're now seeking another school to play basketball for. Would anyone be surprised to find that some of these players will be at Seton Hall next year?
I'm all ears.
If these student-athletes who have been attending St. Peter's receive a valuable college education in addition to being able to play college basketball, why would they consider leaving the school simply because they're going to have to play for a new basketball coach? Isn't the school and its academic programs a big reason you came to St. Peter's? This St. Peter's basketball story also gives us another shocking statistic. About 2,000 college basketball players are expected to attempt to transfer to other colleges via this NCAA transfer portal between today and August. Now, the NCAA estimates that 18,000 young men annually play college basketball. So that makes 2,000 out of 18,000, or 11% of every college basketball player is going to be trying to transfer between today and next fall. That's crazy, isn't it?
Sell, sell, sell.
So why is this happening? Some of these young men are using college basketball as a method to chase a statistically unlikely dream of becoming a professional basketball player, either in the NBA or somewhere abroad. The NCAA's own website reveals that just 1.2% of men's college basketball players will actually play professionally at any level. Yes, many will enter, but few will win. Yet 11% of this year's men's college basketball players are now going to play musical chairs in hopes of getting a better chance to fuel that personal dream. If a college basketball player is really NBA material, the vast majority of those young men are going to be selected by the NBA at its upcoming player draft in June. Forget the academic achievements in college. Oh, you don't even need them. The NBA's only requirement is that each person eligible to enter their professional league must just be 1 year removed out of high school. That's it. Many young basketball players will select a high-profile college basketball program like Duke or Kentucky, where they're going to receive the maximum television exposure for their 1 year between high school and the pros. Grades? Ha! You gotta be kidding me. Many of these AAU semi-professional basketball players hardly even attend college classes at all, and many are on academic probation by the time their second semester rolls around in the winter. Since their only goal in attending college was to tread water while waiting for the NBA to call their name out this spring, the entire process has become a big joke. The NBA's one-and-done rule has harmed college basketball, but the colleges don't feel sorry for them. They continue to reap the cash from bigger and bigger television deals with the networks and incremental season ticket revenue made if they are lucky enough to get one of these so-called rent-a-players too. So now let's return to the Grambling volleyball team. The new volleyball coach believes that the school will be able to utilize that same NCAA transfer portal uniquely to acquire an entire new squad of players prior to next fall. Since the new volleyball coach is coming from University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, don't be surprised to find that many of Grambling's new volleyball team will include players migrating 150 miles to the south from Pine Bluff, Arkansas down to Grambling, Louisiana, beginning next fall. But what happens to those 19 women who played for Grambling this year? It is likely that a few of them might be able to find another college volleyball home, but the majority will not. With Grambling cutting their athletic scholarships to these young ladies, many of these women will now face a larger financial debt in order to stay at Grambling if that's the primary reason they even came to school in the first place. In the not-too-distant past, a student's athletic scholarship was rarely discontinued if the person continued to contribute to the team and meet the academic requirements of the university. Though some schools did indeed quietly pull athletic scholarships away from a few football and basketball players for other reasons, those cases had been relatively rare. A student athlete was usually able to count on keeping his or her athletic scholarship as long as they qualified for the team every season and maintained their academic requirements as well. With Grambling's bold move to abruptly cancel the athletic scholarships of all of its volleyball players, why shouldn't we soon expect to see some of the higher-profile universities doing the same thing when it comes to their underperforming athletic teams? Let's talk about basketball. In men's basketball this past year, such high-profile basketball powers such as Georgetown, which went 6-25 this year and 0-19 in the Big East Conference, and the Pac-12, Oregon State. The Beavers went 3-28 for the season and just 1-19 in conference play. Maybe they should be giving thought to dumping their entire roster completely and trying to hire a new squad via this NCAA transfer portal for next year. If the students may now transfer for no reason at all or without prior warning, why shouldn't the university be allowed to do the same thing if the athletes aren't performing as hoped for? I think this new Grambling option will quickly gather steam, and I expect other colleges to follow suit with regard to making wholesale personnel changes within their underperforming sports on campus. Oh, I do miss those good old days, don't you? I remember how the NCAA and college athletics departments would suggest that the term student athlete be used when discussing students who also participated in college athletic programs. The phrase student athlete feels so 1990s and 2000s now, doesn't it? At least we may confirm that the term should have been athlete student all along. Yes, here in the topsy-turvy world called 2022, we are fully into the new pirate age of college athletics. Both the athlete, who may vanish via the transfer portal and abscond with any signing bonus money from any crooked NIL programs, and the college itself, who may now follow Grambling's model by yanking an athletic scholarship right from under your feet, can be made to walk the plank with little or no notice at all. Forget those team-oriented college days of one for all and all for one. What we're witnessing today is the equivalent of mutiny on the high seas of college athletics. Arr, grab your life preserver, matey. Another man just went overboard. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.